Our annual report, we had a very successful year in our last year. We had many accolades in terms of accreditations. We just recently had our hospital-wide accreditation with exemplary standing from Accreditation Canada. And, you know, you get a score on that, and our score was 99.6, which is really quite wonderful. So we were quite proud of that. As well, this year we've had both pharmacy and lab accreditations, which are done separately, and they're very involved in extensive processes, and we were successful in both of those as well. We've added some really exciting new positions, you know, with funding we were able to secure. We have our HealthLinks Care Navigator Health Coach position. So this position really focuses on, you know, the high needs population and the high users of the healthcare system to really get their services wrapped around them and linked up with the services that these patients need to be successful and have as healthy as possible life. We've also, we have an opioid case manager. We've added a housing case manager. So all these positions are partnerships with various community partners, Firefly, KDSB, et cetera. And we're really happy to be able to have these positions to help our population. As well, some programs that have been really successful as well, our HealthLinks program. So this is a program that identifies and helps us with those high needs, high users of healthcare, and help them be seeing the right providers and get hooked up as they need to be. As well as we've had our grand opening of our hospice palliative care, we are able to secure a hospice bed in the community, and it's here at the Dryden Regional Health Center, and some staffing along with that. So we now have hospice workers at the hospital working 24/7. So they're just a different type of worker that's able to, along with the nursing staff, provide a lot more support to the families and patients at the end of life. So that's been a very exciting addition to our services here. We are also going to be renovating our palliative care room into a more family-friendly space so that at end of life, the families and patients can be as comfortable as possible when being together in those days. We also had our new CT scan, a very successful fundraising. Our, you know, the community was amazing in what we were able to do in a very short time. And so we have a, you know, a very new CT scan that's a really important part of care for our patients here in Dryden. We've had really good success. Our inpatient and emergency patient experience scores are above the provincial small hospital average, so that's our benchmarking there, and we're quite pleased with that. And we've been able to maintain that high level of service. As well, we were recognized as one of Cancer Care Ontario's top performing hospitals for surgery wait times related to cancer treatment, so our time to referral to consult and time from decision to treat to treatment. So we're very proud of that. That's a huge team effort here at DRHC to get those patients through that system to where they're getting their treatment in a very timely manner. So we've had a very successful year, and, you know, we have had some significant changes with the government and funding and that sort of stuff. That's, you know, been something that we're all working on, but we continue to be a very successful organization, and we'll continue that. It is an important document to not only highlight our successes, but to really show the community and our stakeholders what we're focusing on. And we do have a lot of stats in our annual report, but it just gives the community a picture of what is going up here at the hospital. And I think, you know, we are partners in care with our community, so it's very important that everyone is aware of what our focus is, what our strategic plan is, what our current situation is, and our successes that we are having. So it is a really important document, and we've worked really hard to make it a very readable and engaging document. It's not pages and pages of words, but we've gone to a more visual picture-based, bullet-based type document that I think is easy to read. But it's really nice for everyone to know where our focus is, what we're dealing with, and where we want to go.